Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Robert Mueller has finished his investigation into Russian interference in the election. His report has been sent to the Justice Department.
And number two, Attorney General William Barr expects to present principal conclusions and recommendations from the report to Congress as soon as this weekend.
And three, the White House says President Trump has not been briefed on the Mueller report. Let's check in now with Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal, who obviously is, I don't want to assume. How much of this Mueller report do you think should eventually be released to the public?
All of it, immediately, without any editing, scrubbing, redacting. The American people paid for this report. They deserve to know everything that's in it. And not just the conclusion, all of the facts and evidence that led to those conclusions. Now that the report has been submitted to Attorney General Barr, his legacy and our democracy will depend on his being completely transparent.
Senator, what about personal information or classified information that would be in this report, or that it would mention people who haven't been indicted yet? That should all be released immediately, too?
There may be information that Mueller himself has decided should be withheld, such as information relating to ongoing investigations, or Social Security numbers, private addresses, other private information, and classified information, certainly. But there is no claim to executive privilege or any other basis to redact because the president asks that it be withheld.
Senator, if the Attorney General William Barr decides not to release any of it publicly or very little of it, do you and the Democrats have any other recourse, or would that be the end of it?
The Congress has the right and responsibility to subpoena the report and other materials. In fact, the evidence that led to the conclusion. So the subpoena is one recourse. Hearings are another. Mueller should be called to testify, and he should be readily permitted to do so by the Department of Justice. And ultimately, we have the will of the American people because they paid for this report. They deserve to know everything that's in it.
Oh, Senator, the Democrats control the House, so we fully expect them to be quite vigorous in going after this report. But what about the Republican majority Senate, where you sit? Do you see the Republicans trying to sit on it? What do you think is going to happen? What's the mechanics there?
Republicans and Democrats in the House both approved and voted for a resolution that calls for full disclosure. That's a resolution. It's not a law. In the United States Senate, I've offered, in fact, with my colleague, Senator Grassley, a proposed law that would require full and complete disclosure right away of the findings and evidence, not just the conclusion. I'm going to push for that law in the United States Senate if William Barr declines to release and disclose all of it. So we have various options for moving forward. There should be bipartisan support.
Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal, we thank you for joining us on short notice with this breaking news this afternoon. Appreciate it.
Great to be with you. Thank you.
Michael, I think it bears repeating if people who just joined us, that are just getting off work, what we're talking about is the special counsel, Robert Mueller, has just turned over his report this evening to the Attorney General, William Barr, the report on his inquiry into Russian interference in the 2016 election. And the Attorney General's office says that he hopes to apprise Congress of the principal conclusions and recommendations in the report as soon as this weekend.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.